Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, according to the National Weather Service, we may not have seen the last of freezing temperatures as they are predicting another cold air mass to enter Florida with a freeze possible across much of the interior on Tuesday the 28th. But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the cold isn't the only thing producers need to be concerned about.
We have drought starting to loom on the horizon.
That sentiment is echoed by Belgrade farmer Rick Roth.
We're about 10 inches behind on rainfall and Lake Okeechobee being lower than normal. So we've got a whole host of problems to deal with.
And unfortunately, Rippey says it doesn't look like there's going to be a quick fix.
We really expect to see this below normal rainfall pattern to continue right into the spring.
And one of the sectors being affected that we haven't given a whole lot of attention to is livestock.
We've seen pastures burned back by the cold and also being affected by the drought.
And Rippey says that could spell trouble well into the spring.
This could also lead to a significant spring wildfire season for Florida.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.